Hello, my love bugs. It's 1:19 a.m. Today is Tuesday, March 26th. It is Aries season, of course. It's been Aries season for a little bit. But this is like a karma versus dharma, but I'm going to do it a little bit more of like a teaching type way. So you guys can see how it relates to your own life or to like things on a global scale. You might see certain events happen or pop up on like social media or the news or shit. You might witness it yourself, or it might be going on in your life. So first, of course, we're going to do the karma. I'm going to list out the signs that's affected by, certain placements. So this has a lot to do with like being able to tell if you've been studying your natal chart or not. Because even if you haven't, this will help you understand how that reads or what it looks like when certain alignments align up with certain placements in your chart and how that affects your energy on a bigger scale. Or like globally, politically, social, economically, things like that, right? So first, since we are in the sun sign of Aries right now, that means it's Aries season. Basically, that is like anybody with any placement that is, Aries and Aries placement. Okay. That's what we're starting off with first. You guys are ruled by Mars. And with the sun being in Aries right now, there's a lot of energy in the air that's like assertive action being taken, things like that. But for it to be Aries season, since we're doing karma first, there's a lot of Aries getting karma right now. If some of the actions that they took, to assert their energy or to try to like dominate someone or to try to be powerful and be like, I make this person do things. I control their, destiny, or I don't know how to explain it. You know, I say all the time, like Aries, everybody has their own gifts, right? But like Aries placements, they can speak something into existence and it'll actually happen really quick. So they have the power of master manifestations. Like they speak it, it happens because Aries is quick energy, right? So I say on hella older episodes, like if you're Aries placement, watch what you say. Be careful what you say, especially if you're like trying to assert yourself or be in like this low vibration or cuss somebody out, quick to curse somebody or quick to like act first, think later type thing. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like whoop ass, ask questions after. Like you gotta kind of be careful with that. Or even if it's like manifesting, praying. Okay. With these placements anywhere in your chart, but especially if you're like a sun sign, how is your personality? That's what this karma is saying. Like, what's your personality been like? How have you been asserting yourself in the world? It's one thing if you're like very self, you know, your self-worth and you're like confident about shit. It's another thing when it's like you're trying to dominate somebody else's life because you found out you have the gift of gab, or you found out you have the art of being able to say something and it actually happens really quick for somebody. So with karma here, you've been doing too much. And that's just what it is. This is also affecting your fifth house. So a lot of the people that's listening or that may be drawn to this, particular episode, cause I don't know how, what I'm gonna call it quite yet. Or explain it in the captions, but it's basically like, I might just make it a natal chart 101, but yeah, it's basically understanding your chart and how the energies are affecting you right now karmically, or if you got good dharma. So you're in your destiny. This is your destiny because you manifested it up. So if you are resonating with this, or you know somebody that you're like, oh, I do have this Aries placement here, but I'm not getting bad karma or whatever, and you know an Aries or many Aries or however that have affected you in a negative way and they're getting karma right now, and you know, oh yeah, that person's an Aries, that person's, you know what I'm saying? Then that's how it makes sense. Or like, wars or beef, politics, celebrities, stuff like that. People are trying to dominate others, or they're in that energy right now and they're getting karma for doing that. Because it's like, why are you doing that? You're not even thinking about what you're really doing. You're just doing it. So whoever's experiencing that, they're in their destiny. This is what was destined to happen because they spoke into existence. Fifth house represents blooming character. So if your fifth house is in Aries, check your chart. But if it is, or if theirs is, it's like, this is your true character showing now. Like, but it's on a darker aspect. So the darker energy that you were asserting out, the actions you were taking, this is the character you became. You became the villain. You made yourself a villain with artistic talents, like, pregnancy and conception. There could be, like quick, hasty decisions. Somebody sleep with somebody and they create a baby, but it wasn't like, it was like some one night stand shit or like, yeah, like random shit like that where you weren't really thinking. Maybe you wished something about somebody else's pregnancy to, you know, harm them or their baby or, you know, whatever. That could be happening to someone. It's like if you put it out there, then it's coming back to you. So I see pregnancy conception here, and that's normally what the fifth house rules with Aries. Quickly speaking about somebody's unborn children or children that are already here, in a negative light, it brings that energy back quickly to yourself. For sure. So, like I said, even if it's not like worldwide, if you just know somebody has done something to you or your loved one that has these placements, even if it's not you and you're more on the Dharma side, or if you just like listening and learning, that basically means there might be Aries or Aries placements that are, having issues with fertility or pregnancy issues or something happening with their kid, all at the hands of they manifested this for somebody else. That's what that looks like on the world, on the, worldwide basis. Yeah, with the Five of Wands and the Ten of Wands here, constantly wanting to fight, go back and forth with somebody, asserting your dominance, like, to me, it's almost giving me, like, you know them kangaroo, like, it's, you know what I'm saying? Like, kangaroos, how they're just, like, hella assertive. I know there's other animals that I could've, I know their animals are ram, but, like, you know what I'm saying? If you're not in the ram's face, they're gonna ram each other, right? That's kind of, like, the Aries energy. But I'm not really thinking about that. I'm thinking about, like, a kangaroo, because, like, they have hella testosterone, so they just be off that, like, they'll attack your dog. They'll attack you. They be putting dudes, full grown men, in like headlocks and drowning them in the water. They can swim. You feel me? Like they can do a lot. Kangaroos are like scary. But they have hella testosterone. So they assert dominance over each other all the time. Or fuck, like I said, your dog, you, if anybody's in the presence of a fucking kangaroo, whether you're trying to be sweet or not, it's probably going to try to beat your ass. Especially the males, right? So, it's giving me like that type of energy where you're just going around and like bigging up your chest. And even if it's to somebody that's not doing it back to you, or if even if they are doing it, it's like maybe they're defending themselves. Because with Aries, it's like, take the first punch. I'm gonna take the first punch. I'm gonna say the first punchline. I'm gonna clown the person first. I'm going to cheat back first. I'm going to, like, whatever it is, it's a bunch of firsts. So, like I said, even with pregnancy and conception, maybe somebody pissed somebody off and they went and slept with somebody. There's a pregnancy here. Or, you know, I don't know, other darker things than that. But it's surrounding whatever was put out into the universe by an Aries placement, particularly if you have Aries in the fifth house right now. Yeah, it's like fights, phone calls, gossips, rumors, complaining. I hope this happens to her. I hope this happens to him and their child and their children. Like, bickering back and forth, arguments, starting arguments, even if not with the person it's destined for or meant for, they're gonna do this to anybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you're having a bad day. It's like the energy of you're out grocery shopping and randomly you see a fight break out or people arguing in the line because somebody cut them, or they're like, you know what I'm saying? Like, little shit turning big shit. Now somebody shot outside the gas station or something. Like, those type of things happening too. So mind your business, like I always say. Get in and get out of places around this time right now with Aries season, because not only is there good things happening, but this is a very assertive, aggressive energy. So if you don't have to be out just lollygagging at public places, don't be. It's not to be scared, it's to be aware, because other people are like going through shit in life because they're getting karma. Masculine energies, Aries like a very masculine energy. So a lot of that energy is like I said, it's like a testosterone thing. And it's like, you know, you gotta assert the dominance over like, no, this is how I am, this is how I feel. Sexual assaults, things like that could be coming up more on the news, things like that. So be kind of like careful. Yeah. But it's like right now, honestly, the energy surrounding this Aries season for people that are experiencing karma. And I mean, you walking up and down the street, you know, you're not going to know, oh yeah, that person's going through karma right now. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, just keep outside activities to a bare minimum, at least until it gets to the next placement. Cause with the sun in Aries, there's particularly Aries going through this right now. So even if it's like you see some, you overhear some, all right, let me get my groceries and get the fuck out. All right, it's time to wrap this little party up. You know what I'm saying? Because people are about to be going around like being real temperamental or like aggressive. Wars, new issues to beef with each other, shit like that on like a global scale. Yeah, lay down, Bubba. But Aries is the magician in the deck. So it's the full card and it's the magician when you see it in tarot. So it's basically like, casting spells, words or spells. So you say a certain word, you say certain words with certain aggression and assertiveness behind it, and you want to dominate over this person. I want to do this, I want to do that, or like cursing someone, hexing someone, like on that type of level, whatever it is. You can even, like I said, I taught y'all this, even reading the Bible, those certain words in certain chapters are spell words. So it's like, even if they're doing it in that way, it's still by way of aggressiveness. It's with this karma here, whatever Aries placement or Aries in the fifth house placement was doing this in the world on a bigger scale, whether connected to you or not. The gods take it as you're casting spells. Like, you don't have to have candles and shit. If you're just gonna sit up here and conjure that type of ugliness to somebody all day, then you better stand your ground when the gods come for you to serve you everything that you've been saying or that they've been saying, if this ain't true. But it's about to be a movie with Aries. Like, Aries season is about to be a movie. Like, quite literally, certain things may transpire that you feel like this has to be a movie. Like, maybe if it's on like a global scale or like social media, you can see the shit in your face, or you're actually witnessing it yourself. It's gonna be happening quick. Like, this whole Aries season, and it kind of just got started. You know, you still got April Aries energies to go through. Yeah, they gotta face this head on. Like, you're gonna see people battling with demons, battling with the gods, going through shit. Like, you're gonna be able to see people for who they really are, true they are. Their true characters are gonna be coming out. The root of the problem, like, if there's Aries or Aries placements, that is like, you know, there's like coworker issues or like, you know, just different fucking areas of your life. It's like, oh, that person did say their birthday was around this time, or, oh, okay, they are Aries. And you guys know, you already been experiencing something from them. I don't know who it could be for you. Everybody's different, but like, you're going to be seeing them facing challenges. If they were trying to one-up you at work or one-up you here, or even if they're like on the same position as you, you guys are colleagues and not really like manager, employee type, you know, it's like whatever type of field or way it was, relationship-wise, friendship-wise, whatever, they're going to be going through some shit involving fertility, pregnancies, the way they conceive those babies. They were using their talents for bad. So, like, these are your gifts. You're using it for bad. You gotta reap what you sow. Yeah. This is some shit. For sure. This is like, they're the root of the problem. So a lot of situations being solved and it being realized that, like, oh, this whole time it was the Aries, or it's nothing against Aries in all, but it's like for the karmic ones, oh yeah, you're going to be able to see which ones are karmic Aries or Aries placements in your life, or however this resonates for you. You're going to be able to see it. It's like, oh, that motherfucker does have a birthday in a couple of days, or like, you know, whatever, you're going to see it. Like, that's why they're on the fucking news. They got caught for this or that. Like, that's the person that ratted me out with the boss, or like whatever it is for you, bro, or sis. It's like, if you're listening and you know a karmic Aries that's been wreaking havoc for no reason, there is about to be found out that they're the root of all the problems, the root of all the issues, the root of all the obstacles and challenges that people around them been going through. So it's like they were pointing a finger and saying it was you to manifest something. But in reality, it's just because they were trying to, I don't know, assert themselves. Like, if you're really good at something and you have a coworker that's like trying to be a kiss ass, it's like, damn, I'm just doing my job. I'm doing the bare minimum in this bitch. I'm just here for a check. And this person's just making shit like, stop micromanaging me. You're not the boss. You know what I'm saying? Type shit. Whatever it is, it's like they're doing too much and it's coming back. So it might be like, like I said, work environments, family, like people in the family starting issues. Everybody's like beefing and they don't know why. And it's that one person that started off beef. You know, like however it resonates, it's going to be some shit. And it's because they're letting like things from the past hold them back from healing. So they don't want to heal. So they just want to go around and like wreak havoc for people. Like, oh, I'm mad because this didn't work out for me. So let me just go and manifest this not to happen for this person either. Like, if somebody, if an Aries or Aries placement is like karmic in any way, they have issues with relationships. It's like, damn, me and my person didn't get to the marriage stage, but this person's getting married. I'm gonna go and speak against this so they'll never get married. Cause why can't I? And why can they? Like, trying to assert something and make themselves feel more powerful and make you feel like inferior and they're superior or something like that. That type of shit about to be exposed, but you're about to, I mean, like, you're gonna see them going through some shit. It's not gonna be able to be hidden, is what I'm saying. This energy is gaining momentum for a while. So from now, which is the full moon in Libra, it's the worm moon. From now all the way to like the next waxing moon, however that goes, from full moon to waxing moon, I would have to look it up. I'm not about to do that right now. But that whole time period, they're about to be going through some shit. That's all I can say. So that's the little snippet for the Aries and Aries placement. I'm going to move on to the next sign. And it is, I don't know. We'll see, but it's on the same episode, so it don't even matter. Just keep listening. Okay, loves, we're back. So the next sign is actually Scorpio and Scorpio placements. But in particular, it's probably going to be in your Mars placement. So you might have like Mars in Scorpio, or let me see. Yeah, you might have your fifth house in Scorpio or Mars in Scorpio, okay? So that's how that's going to resonate for this energy. And the reason I say fifth house is because it's ruled by Aries. And no, it's actually ruled by Aries. Mars energy. And I'm thinking about the sun also, how the Aries, and this is affecting Scorpio and Scorpio placements, because with you either having Mars in Scorpio or your fifth house in Scorpio, it's like sneaky intentions that you would search your ways. And this is the karma you're reaping because of that. So Scorpios are scorpions, right? And they kind of like, they have claws and a stinger. So it's like, they're quiet. You don't really see them or hear them sneak up. But they're aggressive. Like, I don't know one scorpion that's just not going to attack whatever's in front of it, right? Whether it's a person, whether it's an animal, it's something that's going to eat, like, whatever it is, if it needs to use its claws or its stinger to get it, it's going to get it, right? Very assertive. I don't know if it's a bug or, like, what the fuck it's considered as, but it's very aggressive. But it's sneaky, it's quiet. It'll just sting you and then walk away like nothing happened, and you're just over there dying. You feel me what I'm saying? So, with the sun sign being in Aries, this season is really all this means for you. If you have Mars in Scorpio or your fifth house in Scorpio, what this means for you, if you're getting karma or if you know somebody, like, if you know somebody to study their chart like this, I don't know, like, how you know that? Like, but if this is in your chart, and you're going through stuff like this, then it makes sense on why. But if not, I don't know how you would be listening for somebody else and know this much of their fucking chart. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, to know somebody's Mars is in Scorpio, you can see that. But to know that their fifth house is in Scorpio, how you got all that type of information? I mean, you know that person's birth time or something. But it's sneaky there. Like, when you assert yourself with your actions being taken with certain things, how you have a certain type of, like, you're going to do this till the death of the situation, either the death of a person, if it makes you that mad, or the death of a situation, I'm going to end everything. Like, you get into a disagreement with somebody and they got to start all the way over, because Scorpio is ruled by Pluto. So with Pluto, there's the energy of regeneration, rebirths, and either you're going to evolve and go up to a higher level, or you're going to devolve and go and descend on a dark path. So it's just like, you're a Scorpio, you're a Scorpion, you have this Mars placements in Scorpio, so something ticked you off enough during Aries season, or Aries did something to you, and so you're taking it out on Aries. It don't matter, but like, your karma is because your actions could have cost a life, or you literally quite ruined someone's life. Like, it doesn't have to be like death physically or nothing like that, like tombstone death. It could be, but right now I'm also explaining it doesn't always have to be that. And what that looks like is like, somebody pissed you off, so I'm going to call their job and get them fired. I'm going to do this. I'm going to break up the relationship. I'm going to ruin this. I'm going to kidnap the fucking puppy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're just doing extra shit. Like, to the point this person has nothing and nobody anymore, because you got mad at them for the one time and, like, wanted everything to end. You're wishing. You could have also, with this placement, with Mars and Scorpio, and Mars is affected by Aries energy, so right now in Aries season, it's like karma for people with Mars and Scorpio that has been getting mad and assertive, asserting their energy with that Scorpio there, that spoke your destiny in a way too, because you were growing, you're supposed to be growing, and instead you're devolving. So it's like, you're turning rotten. That's your character now. People are seeing that. You could have wanted to harm somebody, or took action to physically harm someone, poisoned them when they're pregnant, doing something like that. Like, I don't know. This is a really sick ass Mars placement or fifth house placement. So it's like, something's gonna happen to somebody that did something like that. I don't know, but it might cause physical death. So if people ganged up on you and caused a death of any kind, ganged up on you and I don't know, like harmed you in any type of way, and this person has, because you can look, if you just know, okay, this person is born this month, this date, this year, in this location, and you have their full name, you can pretty much look up their fucking chart. It's just facts. But you won't know the houses. But you can see if they have Mars in Scorpio. And if you're like, oh, this is why this is happening to this person, this is why they just had a horrible death in the family, this is why they miscarried. Because with pregnancy and conception here affecting the fifth house, someone could have literally tried to harm someone else's baby or their child, or endangered them while they were pregnant, if that makes sense. Like, in any type of way. Any type of way. Like, Mars and Scorpio energy is like people going crazy and like attacking a pregnant woman energy. So on a bigger, broader scale, if you know your wife or your best friend, or like you have a family member that's pregnant around Aries season, kind of, if you can, help them out, run the groceries for them. You know, if they're getting deliveries, be at the house with them. It's not to put any fear into anybody, but with this type of energy, it's like, it's really sick. It's really dark. People plotting on others, if you're really protected, or if you know somebody that's like, damn, I'm glad my neighbors heard this and called the police, or they seen something, or, you know, something like that. It's like exes being mad that you won't get back with them, and is like plotting on your life the whole time, like watching you, stalking you. You know those stories that you hear on the news, like, she moved on and she had this person and that person, and like her ex came back and found the new neighborhood she's in and killed her and da 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 da. She was starting a new life. Like, you know how you hear stories like that? It's like that might come up in the news more, shit like that. But it's like the actions being taken to assert themselves are sneaky because of Scorpio energy. It's like quiet, sneak attack, but they're gonna attack. You just don't see it coming. Yeah. So on the flip side of that, if they're going through karma, it's because they were causing this and it like mapped out their own destiny for it. So it's like the gods are not gonna allow something to happen to the victims of someone like this. So it's like whoever they were about to attack, it might be like, you were saved because this person passed away. Like, they were sneaky about to make a move and sting you and get you, and you didn't see it coming. But it's like, right in the nick of time, something happens. A car accident or something like that. Some aggressive, physical, like, violent way of death. It's like, Jesus. And it's like, yeah, but that person was on their way to get you. They had plans. You know what I'm saying? Like, some shit like that. A lot of, like, I don't know, like, yeah, it's, like, giving me, like, crazy deranged exes writing love notes, super fans. It's giving me, like, I know Stan, the Eminem song, he got kind of crazy, but it wasn't necessarily, like, he was trying to kill Eminem. It was, like, he took his own life and his pregnant wife's life. If you listen to the song Stan, that type of energy, like that type of energy is Mars and Scorpio. And with us being in Aries season right now, this type of events is going to be happening as a result of karma to people with Mars and Scorpio or Scorpio placements. They could be like a Scorpio sun sign, but they're going through that this season. Or if they're not a Scorpio sun sign, they might be Aries, and you might see that they have Mars and Scorpio. Or if you know them, they got Mars in, they have the fifth house in Scorpio. So yeah, it's like a death, a major major, like, a violent car accident or, like, something crazy type death that's happening. Not everyone, but it might come up sometime in Mars. Maybe this is what Three Pentacles, people that you grew up with, schools, community centers, sports teams, you know, like shit like that. Grew up maybe within like middle school, high school ages, 13 through 16, like teenage years. With Seven of Cups here, normally that's like manifestations or like illusions. It could also be like delusional. So, I don't know. There's something here about like delusions. What does that even mean? Go to night night, boy. Sorry. delusions, like, yeah, their true character is coming out. Like, people may be finding out certain Scorpios or Scorpio placements, Mars and Scorpio, this season, in Aries season, people can be finding out, maybe by way of like the news, local news, bigger news medias, whatever, that like a group of people associated with this Scorpio or Scorpio placement is like all creeps. And when I say creeps, I mean like they got pictures on their phone, stalking people at night, you know what I'm saying, like plotting and planning, trolling them from fake accounts, like this is being revealed. Yeah, the death card came out twice. There could be two deaths, like, out of the group of people that was associated with this Scorpio placement. It can be like a group of two, three, four of them. And out of that group of them, two of them, there's two deaths here. For sure. People working with them, paying people to do things. I'm going to pay you to stalk this person. I'm going to pay you to follow this person. I'm going to pay you to make a fake page. I'm going to pay you to try to holler at this person. I'm going to pay you to do this. You got pictures of this person. Have you seen them here? Take pictures of them there. What do they look like? What's their hair color like? I'm going to wash their house at night type shit. That's their actions that they were taking. They're getting karma for that. Now, I don't feel like the gods are like technically like that they can just have somebody crazier than them stalk them. Like, that's not the type of karma, because karma doesn't always hit back the way that it was sent out, if that makes sense. Like, if you're a good person and somebody's doing this to you, karma's not going to be like, ooh, let me flip the script and you do it to them to get them back. No, it's not always going to be like that. It's like, okay, this person was stalking this person and tried to harm this person. Well, the karma is, this person's just going to die, because, you feel me? Like, we can't match that energy. This person is a good person. They can't match that energy of it being the shoe on the other foot and them, you know, it being done to them. You can't always do karma like that. She's not going to always come back like that. So the only way she's saying, with this Mars energy here, the action she's about to take is death. So there might be one or two Scorpio or Scorpio placements that is in somebody listening's friend circle, family circle, something. That maybe been doing this to you or somebody that you know, somebody you care about. I don't know how this goes for you. You might see this in dream time. If you're like, oh, that's my best friend, or that's my man, that's my wife, that's whatever, and you know there's been a group of people harassing this person, there might be like a certain group that has a Scorpio or Scorpio placement person in the group. At least two of them have these placements somewhere. And you've been seeing these people in dreams. You might have seen them in a dream recently, or you're going to. And this is because they're about to pass away. Like, whoever you see is the ones that's about to pass away. And you might see the whole group. It looks like there's like 3, 4, 5 of them, up to 7 maybe. You might see the whole group and was like, oh, wow, that was the old football team, or that was my old crew, or whatever, like, whatever it is, whether you're masculine or feminine. Lay down, Bubba. He just talking. It's time for bed. Okay, let me hurry up so I can finish this part and put him to sleep. Yeah, you might see like a couple of old friends or people you grew up with, 12, 13, all the way up through 16, maybe even up to 18 years old, went to school with, or at least knew of them. Two deaths happening at once. And it's like, whoa, what? I didn't see that coming. But at the same time, something being exposed with new outlooks. Like, people have to see why this happened. Like, maybe there was a certain idea going around that this is happening because of this. But it's like, no, the deep, dark truth is this person got this happened to them because look at what they were planning type shit. So it's like, I do not explain it. It's almost like divine intervention. So it's giving me like maybe, let's say like there's a Scorpio sun sign or like somebody with this Mars and Scorpio placement and they got pissed off at somebody. Like, I'm gonna put it into a school perspective. Like, they got pissed off with somebody at school for being bullied or something. So instead of standing up for myself, speaking my truth, asserting myself and saying, hey, get my money back, or I'm not giving you my money, or I'll fight you even if I can't fight, like whatever it is, instead I'm gonna come up and shoot the whole school up. That's like Mars and Scorpio energy, or Scorpio sun sign being affected by this energy in Aries season. There might be more school shootings, sadly. Mass shootings, like, even if it's like they got fired from work and that was just like the last straw type shit, or fucking shit like that on like a bigger scale. Like, that person was the quietest person at work and they blew up the building, or like, we've seen it before in the news, but this is what that looks like. I'm just trying to explain to you guys how this really works. Like, with natal charts, you can predict events, so you know, oh, it's a good time to avoid these areas at this time. It's a good time to mind my fucking business. If I get cut off, maybe don't flick that person off today, because with this placement here and that placement here and me being this placement on my chart, it literally is an alignment for a car crash to happen, or you know, maybe it's time for me to not try to help that person that's arguing right now, because this energy around me, surrounding the world right now, somebody can have a gun. And it's like, you can really predict and you can really see shit like that if you really study your charts and see stuff like that. Like, okay, that's why, you know how there be like that season where it's like hella school shootings, like back to back here, Sandy Hooks, this one, this one, this one, this one, and it all happened like randomly, or like even coming up in April, that's like a very aggressive month. That's when like Aries is really in its prime. Like March Aries are kind of like, it's kind of calmer. You know what I'm saying? Pisces energy was just here. It's kind of calmer, but like in April, with the Aries energy still there, is very like fiery, aggressive, way more. So, yeah, people might be finding out like their old best friend was like a creepy ass dude that was like harassing girls and following them home and making fake profiles, and you know what I'm saying? Like some creepy ass shit, like a whole group of them were doing this to girls, or like, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, I don't know. It's just like planning and plotting and sneaking and scamming, but like creepy. Like when I say creepy, I mean creepy. Like they got a shrine of this person. You know how like I said, Stan, if you watch the music video or anything, like pictures of the person everywhere, printed out and thumbtacked up on the wall and taped up and like all that kind of shit. Like that type of stuff being exposed. Delusions, like this is my person, they're talking to themselves like this is my person, this is my person, this is my person, trying to make it like, I don't know, something that it's not. You've seen this. If you haven't seen this in your dreams, you will be seeing it in your dreams. Your spirit team could be telling you this. If you're listening to somebody that, if you're listening and you know somebody has a sun sign in Scorpio that has done something creepy to you, or you felt weird around that person, or some told you not to go to their house, or some told you to take the bus home that night, or like anything that was like divine intervention, it's like, oh my fucking God, that was my coworker and I was gonna go out to lunch with this person, and you know, everybody that went to lunch with this person before they got to your job as being the new person, they've been killing everybody that went to lunch with them and then just went to the next fucking city or whatever. And then you find out that your coworker is a fucking serial killer that's like wanted in 11 states or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like when I say creepy, creepy energy like that. But for some of y'all, it's not just like you avoided the Jeffrey Dahmer type. No, it's like this was somebody that you grew up with and you didn't know that developed into this. Because with the fifth house here, this is like blooming character. Like, damn, I knew this person when this person was innocent. They were quiet in school. You know, like at some point in time with the Green River Killer, Gary Ridgway, like my gram, she went to Green River Community College with him. Like, she went to school with him. So she's like, it's crazy that I remember he was kind of weird. I remember feeling like he was kind of weird. But then imagine at some point in time, she's like, that was the quiet, weird kid when I went to this college. And he was dumping bodies in the Green River right by the college. You feel me? Like right over there. So, yeah. Some shit like that. For sure. Work through your fears with Scorpion here. Yeah, it's like, some people were like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, some of these dreams are kind of scary, or it feels like it's real dreams. Like, but it's real horror, if that makes sense. You know how, like, there's horror where it's like the talking doll and like the boogeyman and, you know, I mean, you know, to each his own, but like, you know how there's like certain, stories or thrillers, I guess that would be more of the genre, not horror, but like thriller, where it's like something real life could happen, like this person could really be doing this mystery thriller type things. You've been having these dreams, or you might start having these dreams about these two particular people that are going to pass away in your old friend circle or whatever this is, and their group of people, their group of friends that was doing this to you or to somebody you know, you're gonna start seeing this in your dreams. And you were just like, I don't get it. Like, this is what I've been going up against, or I have been having dreams about that, or that's why I keep seeing this person, or like whatever it is. Your dreams is gonna basically reveal to you whatever this is whatever this is. I don't know. Well, pregnancy and conception here, for me personally, is giving, the only thing I would say is during Aries season, if you're a pregnant woman, just like always have somebody around you to protect you extra, because you're extra vulnerable. Don't be running late night errands by yourself, doing too much. Like I said, if you're going to order something, have your man of the house, if you have one, to, you feel me, open up the door. Just to have an extra layer of protection, okay? Because this energy is like sneaky. And it's giving me like revenge of the ex, or revenge of the crazy ex, or revenge of like the dude that you turned down for like prom in fucking 08 or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? I forgot all about you. And you've come back to kill me. Like, it's, you know what I'm saying? Like, you've seen fucking shows and stuff when it's like they just become obsessed, and they've been obsessed since like school or something like that. Yeah, maybe you felt anxious or scared, or like, even if you didn't understand what you felt around this Scorpio sun or Mars and Scorpio placement, you just knew something was uneasy. Like, I don't think I should be with this person alone, or I don't think I should hang out with this person too much like that, or let me keep the conversation to a minimum at work. Like, whatever it is, it's because your energy was like alerting you that like, yeah, this motherfucker is not really all the way there in the head, and you're gonna see it. It might be on the news or social media or something, if you guys have like mutual friends in common, even if they're just there. You know how there's people just on your profile but you don't talk to them like you used to? It might be something that pops up now. So that's all I got for that placement. We'll be back with another one. Peace. Okay, we're back. So, the next one is cancer placements. Now, let me see how to explain this. So, Cancer represents the moon. In tarot, it could be the moon card, or mainly the chariot card is represented by Cancer energy. The moon placement in your natal chart, 9 times out of 10, is going to represent your mother. Whether your parent is, your mother is that actual sign that's in your moon placement, or that's the energy they give off as a mother. But some people on their charts is specifically, like, example, my son, Capricorn moon, I'm clearly a Capricorn, I'm his mother. So the moon placement could represent it in that way, or it could just be saying your mother carries the energy of this placement that is there when you see your moon sign, okay? So in particular, this moon that we just had yesterday, the 25th of March, it's still in the sky right now. Like, it's 2:15 a.m. So it's a full moon. You can see it. It's still in the sky right now because it's in the middle of the night that I'm doing this. But like that moon, it's a full moon. It's the worm moon. With it being in Libra, Libra represents the scales, justice. So balancing out the scales. So for them to be receiving karma, it's basically like, this karma is stemming from a mother. Now, this could be like a mother figure, a baby mother, the mother of someone's child, meaning like, in any type of way, adopted, stepmother, guardian of some sort that is a woman figure, that considers herself female. It could be that too. So it's so many different ways you can break this down. So with this, with the Aries placement, the person could be a Aries sun sign. Their moon sign could be Cancer, or it could be saying, they're an actual Cancer as their sun sign, and this Aries season is going to be affecting them. They might have Mars in Cancer. Now, I'm not gonna hold you. I have Mars in Cancer. Cancer also represents like emotional intelligence. You know, they can be emotionally intelligent or like emotionally manipulative, depending on the Cancer, if they're high vibing or if they're like low vibing. So whether this is a sun sign, a moon sign, a Mars placement, it's about Mars energy with, as being an Aries season, it's about how you're asserting your energy. So it could be like a very assertive, aggressive mother figure, baby mom drama. Shit, making it like, when I say it being on a bigger scale, scandals involving maybe like politicians and their child's mothers, or you know what I'm saying? Like, you know how they gotta have like that perfect family, but it's like something coming up that's not like that, or something involving, a mother. Maybe like, there's sick stories like that too, but like maybe like the child snapping and hurting their mom, teenage children, the mom snapping and hurting the kids. Yeah, it's like, you know how it's sad. It's really sad, especially with somebody myself. I've dealt with postpartum depression from having your baby. Not to the level of extremities that I see other people experiencing it, but there does have, especially when you do it alone, being like a single mom. So it could be like, hey, there's nothing against single moms. I'm a single mom myself. But it could be stuff in the story about like a single mom suffering from postpartum depression, snapped and took all her kids out, or like something like that as a form of karma. So even if it's sad, but it's like, that's the energy that I want you guys to understand what's happening and why this type of stuff is making the news, or you're finding out about this kind of stuff, or you're personally connected to somebody that is experiencing this in this season as a form of their karma. Sadly, as a mother myself, I can't imagine this, but I'm not a karmic mom. There's some women that use their kids as pawns, that do all types of fucked up shit, that, you know, those mothers that you are like, you shouldn't be a mom, and that's fucked up to say, but you know there's certain people where it's like that person does not care about themselves. They don't care about anyone. They will harm anyone to get anything, to do anything. Emotionally manipulative. I'm gonna use your kids as pawns. I'm gonna do this and that. I'm gonna hurt the kids type energy so that I get some type of satisfaction out of you. You know, like, they're not hurt that they hurt their own kids, but in order to get some type of satisfaction that you leave me, I'll take the kids out, or you leave me, I'll do this, I'll do that. Like, there's certain situations involving, like, crazy ass moms that's gonna be coming out, or that's gonna be happening or transpiring in Aries season as a result of this is the actions that they were taking towards somebody else. I don't know how else to explain it. It's justice. Yes, justice. They can also have, Cancer in the fifth house or Cancer in Mars. But if they do have Mars in Cancer, are you on the good side or the bad side of that? You know what I'm saying? Because just because, I don't know how to explain it. Like, just because you have this going on doesn't mean it's going to reflect on you badly if you haven't been in bad energy this whole time. But if you have, oh, it's going to show up and people are going to see it. People are going to get notifications about it, updates about it, group chats about it. It's going to be on the news, local news, something. People are going to see. Bad moms. I knew that person was a bad mom. Like, you know, sadly, people might see it too late or something like that. Like, maybe this person was using their dominance and asserting themselves as a foster mom or an adoptive mom or like a, but like in a bad way. They're the evil stepmom or, you know, whatever. Like, however it fucking resonates. It's like, that's gonna be exposed. Yeah, what they did to really lose that child, what they did, that's crazy because that's where my, I don't know why it just popped up. That's nothing but the God channeling through me. I don't really like speaking up on babies. And I see a lot of people speak up on babies that are posted on social media or like with celebrities and stuff, speaking on celebrities' babies, in particular, Krishan Rock's son. I see a lot of people like talking, when I say grown ass people, talking so nasty about that baby in comments on TikTok and Instagram and trying to diagnose the kid with stuff and what I like, whatever's going on with the baby. I can't do nothing as a mother but pray that the baby's okay, that somebody finds out so that they can get the proper help that it needs, right? With any child. But like, to sit up there and like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they be doing comparison tests, like, who's the baby dad? Charles Barkley, this person, that person. This kid look like this and their face looks like picking apart a child. This is a newborn, an infant that hasn't done anything to anybody. So it's like, whether it's celebrity stuff or you know somebody's done that to you or your friend or your best friend or, you know what I'm saying? Like, somebody in your life, you know, maybe other mothers bullying a new mother or a teen mother or like, you know what I'm saying? Something involving children. They were the cause for this child to end up this way, to end up harmed or anything like that. There's so many different ways this can pop up in real life, but it's about children and parenthood and, but in particular, motherhood. So if somebody's a bad mom, they need to take the kids. The state got to take them, or the father has to take them, or the family has to take them, or major events like that ending up locally or on the main news. It's because Mars and Cancer energy during this season. Yeah, for sure. This could be for some of you guys that's listening and just learning. Some of you guys with the Six of Cups here, some of y'all dated these people before. And you're like, whew, I dodged a bullet. Like, maybe you dated this person for a while and it's like y'all had a close call with a child, or you just know that person, or your kids used to hang out together, or damn, I seen them at a fucking pregnancy group one time, and we're, you know, the little practicing breathing groups and all that, like, wow. Like, you just, even if they're not physically connected to you where you know their name, you might see their face online or on the news or something. You're like, oh my God, I know that person from somewhere. You go and ask the fucking pregnancy class and you're like, they're like, yeah, that's the person that used to come in and da 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 da. You thought they were just such a good mother, or you had a feeling about them, or they were the soccer mom, or they were the karate mom, or, but in that group, it's like some just felt off, but you can't quite pinpoint it. It's like their attention, their assertiveness that they were taking, they could have been taking shit out on their kids, either because in their sick mind, that's what they want to do, or it's because of the energy of like, I want to make the dad suffer because they dumped me, or, you know, shit like that. It's weird. Like, unconscious feelings. It's like, it's some shit that like they're doing without really realizing they're doing, but they know they're doing it at the same time. I don't know how to explain it. There's actually a fucking, yeah, matter of fact, yeah, okay, that's why I seen that. When I was a kid, I didn't really watch it too much, but Honey Boo Boo, like, back in those days when, like, reality TV and shit like that was, like, way more popping than now, like, we were watching all the reality TV on MTV and all that, like, Oxygen Channel, all that kind of shit like that back in the day. Honey Boo Boo and her mom was like a thing, but it was really like the little cute fat white girl. She was cute, and she had her little show, and they had like these southern accents and all that shit like that. I didn't really watch it like that, but I knew who she was, if that makes sense, because she was like everywhere. Like, everything was Honey Boo Boo, everything. She was on like Dancing with the Stars and all little type of shit, you know there's like pageant moms and shit. It was kind of like that, but like for reality TV, like right when it became like pioneered in, she was like a staple, Honey Boo Boo. So she's, I don't know how old she is, but she looked grown enough to speak up for herself now. And she was asking, it was like a clip or something. There's a new show. I don't remember the mom, Mama June or something. There's a new show somewhere. I ain't watched it or nothing yet. Maybe I'll watch it, maybe I won't. But she was defending herself against her mother. Like, what happened to all my money that I made? That was my name. I'm Honey Boo Boo. Like, I could see if you took some of the money and provided for us to have a bigger place, because obviously we need a house. Cool. I'm a child. I don't know what to do. We need a house. Let's get us a house. But it's like, you could have managed the money better. You didn't put nothing to the side for me. I think she was like trying to go to college or something. She ain't got no money no more because the mom was just popping it, doing whatever with her money that she basically had her child all everywhere for the sake of money. You see what I'm saying? So like, bad parenting, bad mothering, hurting your child, even if it's like financially hurt, physically hurt, emotionally hurt, you know what I'm saying? Like, celebrities, politicians, like whatever, whoever's in a spotlight, or even locally, this is the type of energies that's surrounding how this is affecting. But also with the moon being a Libra right now, it's like balanced out. So shit, next thing you know, Mama June might be canceled, or since they had that one episode that now it's like on reality TV, she can literally sue her mom because she has it on national TV recorded saying that, yeah, I just did whatever with your money. And it's like, well, this is her brand. She can get a lawyer. Now you can owe her this money. You know what I'm saying? Like, however that works, shit like that. That's just one situation that I seen when I was randomly scrolling, and I'm like, oh shit, she's grown. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, I feel hella old type shit. But now that I'm explaining this, it makes sense why that's popping up. Something popped up on my timeline with Krishan. Krishan Rock. And like I said, I don't talk about her baby or nothing like that, like these other grown-ups do. I just pray for that baby. But shit like that. So if something is going on and she's being neglectful or anything like that towards her child, which even though people have their own comments and opinions that they're saying online, if something's actually happening, it's going to be revealed sometime during Aries season. Like, some people think it's alcohol fetal syndrome. Some people think it's all this, like, they just trying to diagnose this baby instead of just praying for this baby to get some type of justice. It's going to get some type of justice. If something is going on, she's not fulfilling her, destiny as a mother. And that's for any mother, but two social media type, celebrity type shits going on. Those are what I noticed that was popping up on my timeline for me to give you guys examples of what that looks like. If something did happen during her pregnancy, if something did happen during her conception, or, you know, it wasn't her fault, or it is her fault, or yes, she was drinking, or, you know, she might get on an interview and expose that for herself and be like, you know what? It is my fault that this is, people have been speculating that this, but this is what I did. This is why my baby's like this. This is what that. She might be receiving a lot of backlash because of that. Just using that as one example. Mama June, like I said, her being canceled, people speaking out, the court case going in Honey Boo Boo's favor. Even before it happens, this is why it's starting. You're starting to see little, clues about what's to come. Yeah. In your own personal life, if you know you had a mother or mother figure, a guardian that was a mother figure that mistreated you. Yeah. When it comes to like their nurturing habits, maybe they weren't nurturing. Maybe they were, very devious and conniving. However they had their heart space, whatever their heart was set on, and it was dark, then it was like, okay. But why did you do that to me as a child? You know, like people getting childhood justice also. Like something happened to you as a child. Them getting justice. Them having to come back to you crying and pleading and begging for your forgiveness. And you can say yes or no. You know what I'm saying? But with Mars and Cancer energy, and the reason I said I know this energy so well is in my chart. Because Mars and Cancer is how I always gotta check myself. I know when I'm really mad. When I was younger, I used to just let myself black out and I'll deal with the consequences later. But now I have to manage my anger, because when I'm angry and I'm emotional about it, I could physically hurt somebody and I won't realize it until after. So people with Mars and Cancer, like, you damn near have the ability to be a killer. You know how those killers, that some of them, they just snap and it's like, oh, that was the last straw. And they just, you feel me? Run the motherfucker over with the car. And then after they go splat, it's like, oh shit, fuck. I just ran the motherfucker over with the car. Like, so even for me to have this placement, I know how my anger could get. So I just try to stay calm. That's why I smoke so much. That's why I be chilling. You know, I try to stay calm and I let somebody else assert the energy. You know, even as a teenager, boy, go to sleep. Even as a teenager, I especially when I start smoking weed, I'm like, man, normally I'll be the first one to act off emotion and hit first. I'll be, you know, but once I really, I'm like, I can fight. I don't have to hit first. They can hit me first. It don't matter. You know what I'm saying? Once I really calmed down, it was like, yeah, they gonna have to hit me first for me to, cause I know when I get mad, it could be bad. So, like I said, mother figures snapping out and not realizing till after what they did to their children. Or even if it's like grown-ass children, you know, it don't matter. Lots of stuff. Like I said, postpartum depression, but like on an all-time scale, like, you know, those shaking baby syndrome situations, like, just where you can't take it anymore, can't handle it anymore. With the moon in Cancer, how I'm explaining this to you in your chart, or if you know a Cancer sun sign or your own mother figure or a friend's mother or whatever, and they're experiencing this, it's like there's going to be some type of outburst. Or, yeah, it might be like somebody snapped. Or it might be like things that they were doing consciously, but it's like they don't know why they're doing it until it's done. You know, I don't know how to explain it, bro. It's like with people that drink during their pregnancy, they know I'm pregnant. I'm not supposed to be drinking. They know this. They know it can harm the baby, but it's like, I'm still going to drink because I don't know why I want to drink right now. Maybe they don't want the pregnancy. Maybe they need to go to therapy. Maybe they need to figure it out. Maybe they think they might be a bad mom, or like whatever is going on in their unconscious feelings. But instead of dealing with it, they'll harm the child. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, for some of you guys, these are people you grew up with, or like family members, or this could be past life stuff. It don't matter. They're just getting karma for it. You're probably gonna see this. It could be somebody you went to school with. It could be like, oh, damn. It can look also like caregivers. They might be moms in their own life, in their own waking life, but like, they are the bus driver for the school, or, you know, something like that. Or like, somebody snaps out for waiting too long in the parent pickup location, or I don't know. It's like, I see school here. I don't know what that means. Like, maybe a mother in school. Oh, fuck. This is giving me, like, because I said we're in Aries season, right? And this is representing the fifth house. The fifth house could be in Cancer as well. But for this to be some type of karma or some type of darker energy coming through right now for events happening in your life, somebody you know's life, or just on a bigger scale, with the school bus here and mother figures, somebody, there could be pregnant teachers. Like, this teacher's pregnant by a fucking, you know, them Lifetime movie stop shits, but like in real life. Like, oh, this teacher was arrested because she got pregnant by the fucking teenage little boy, whatever. It's like, he seen a mother figure in her. He might not have his mom. She took advantage. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like some Lifetime movie shit. This, even if you might have grew up with these people, or you're like, damn, that's such and such's niece, or such and such's nephew, or, I should say nephew, right? Cause it's a mother figure. The babysitter hooking up with the fucking, like, somebody, like, it's weird shit, though. Asserting their dominance over a situation. So it's like somebody has mother issues, and as a child, they might have had a divorce. They might have lost their mom or whatever. Their mom's karmic, but they run to a older woman to fill that place. But the older woman is in a position of power and taking advantage of the situation, like a teacher, a principal, a coach, a bus driver. You know what I'm saying? Like something like that, a babysitter, a nanny, a caregiver of some sort, foster parent, stepmom, like however that's grandma, auntie, however that's gonna resonate with this energy in the air. Probably right now is not a good time for kids to be having sleepovers. Stuff like that. No, keep your kid at home. You guys can party throughout the day. I'll be there type shit, but not really leaving your kids with other women right now. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you know you already have this feeling like, this Cancer placement rubs me the wrong way. I know this person has Mars in Cancer. I know this person has a Moon in Cancer, whatever it is. Or it's just like something about this person, their motherhood is not, I don't agree with the things they do around their kids, like whatever it is. And your intuition as a parent is like, I'm going to keep my kid home. Another example of that, and it happened so long ago, so I can't even say it's recent, but I did repost it a while ago. So it was like, in New York somewhere, there was a black teacher and one of the kids came to her and was like, I think he wrote it on a paper or something on his test or something. But he was like, I want to kill all the kids, or I want to come to the school and shoot up all the kids or something. And he was in like second grade, like second or third grade, bro. I was like, damn, what the fuck? And she was like, it's not even the first time the little people, like, that's hella young to me. Like, you know, high school and stuff, when people are kind of like going through that puberty phase and start getting weird, I'm not saying it's normal, but it's like, that's the age that makes sense. But like, second, third grade, dog, like, what's going on that you feel like you want to hurt your classmates? So I think the kid wrote it on a paper or something like that. And the teacher, told the principal about it. They called the parent, and it's like, nobody was disciplined. The kid came back to school the next day, and he was even more mad because I think he wrote it on the paper, or he told her. I don't remember how it went, but I reposted it a while ago. And she reached out to somebody higher than her to see if they could remove the kid from the school, because this is not the first time that a child has actually brought a weapon to school. I think she said a couple times before they caught BB guns, and these are like second, third, first graders, kindergartners age. And then, so the first time, a couple different kids got caught with BB guns. The second time, another kid got caught with a real gun, but nothing happened. And this is another event now where a kid is basically saying, a different kid is basically saying, I'll bring a gun to school and kill my friends. I mean, no, like, everybody is what he said. You know what I'm saying? So out there in New York, the teacher's like, I feel like I'm responsible for this. Like, I told the mom, I don't know why she didn't get the police involved. I don't know. But on there, it wasn't like any police presence, really. They just didn't take it seriously. They let the kid come back to school the next day. And she was like, I don't feel comfortable with that. Everybody, including myself, I was like, hey, I would probably like, if I seen that they wasn't taking it that seriously, I would tell as many parents as I could tell them, but I'm leaving. I'm not going to witness this. I'm not going to be a part of this, because that's a school that anything could happen, because they're not being precautionary. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to lose my own life, and I don't want to put myself in a position for any of these kids to not get help. So if you are not off that shit, I'm going to report it, but I got to exit out of here. You feel me? Because, I mean, you don't even care about my life, let alone these kids. You don't care about your own life if this kid actually follows through with this and nobody did anything. So, it's giving me like certain actions that certain mothers are taking, or certain mother figures. This woman, the teacher, was trying to do the right thing. The mother of this child that was threatening everybody, the principal, anybody that knew about it, just brushed it off. So like the nurturing habits of them, their heart space, they don't care. And you don't care about not only this child, but the safety of everybody else, however many bodies are in that building that you are responsible for, until they go home to their parents. So situations like that could be happening too. I wouldn't, you know, if you can, during every season, if you're listening and you have a school-age child, if you can, have them contact you as soon as they get on and get off the bus. If they got a little cell phone, let me know you're on the bus, okay? Let me know you're off the bus, okay? Let me know you make it home. If you have to go to work and do things, and you can't, you know, bring them everywhere. If you can bring your kids to school and pick them up, this is the season to do that until the season is over, because it's giving school bus incidents. Especially if it's like the nurturer, the caregiver at that time is the bus driver. People might think it's just the bus driver, but she's responsible for all those kids' lives as she's driving the bus to and from until they're all off her bus. Like I said, sleepovers, shit like that. It's probably not a good time for those type of things. People snapping out on their own kids. I seen something like that. Damn. I don't remember where the fuck. I don't even know if it was like a karma thing. I don't want to say that. It sounded like a tragic accident, but I did just see something where, out here in Washington, this lady was picking up, she had her kids, she had somebody else's kids, and somebody else's kids, like two different families, three different families all in one car, and bringing them to an event. And like, they all died. I'm pretty sure like majority of the kids that passed away, including her own and herself. So I don't know. I can't speak on that lady and be like, oh yeah, this is her karma. But situations like that happening, like carpooling. Oh yeah. The girls are already going to karate, so I'll just pick up yours and bring them over there for you. Oh, thank you, girl. Or, oh, thank you, bro. Your wife is doing this, like, and those other two families where they picked up a couple other kids from other people's, you know, just in a big car. All these kids are in there. They're all going to the same event, same community center. They're chaperoning, they're carpooling, whatever. And instead of taking your own kids or being able to make sure, however, it's situations like that that's happening throughout this season. Okay? So I hope that makes sense. Lay down. Thank you. So yeah. This is the time right now, if I can warn anybody, especially if you've been seeing stuff like this popping up on your news, and you know, okay, yeah, my kids did want me to have their friend's mom drive them, but I'm gonna drive my kid and they drive their own kid. And that's just, you know, we'll all be at the same destination. You guys might have to compromise with your kids for this season, because whether you're driving a group of kids or they're driving a group of kids, I don't know. Like, I don't know how to explain it. If you're listening to this and you're going through the karma, obviously, you don't need to be driving nobody's fucking kids. But you might not know all these people's signs. It doesn't have to be a certain sign. It's mother figures, guardian figures. So it's just like, I don't know. People rushing and the kids are being loud and get distracted with the driving. Just bring your own kid. Bring your own kids. No carpooling, no, you know, it's just one of those things where I can see it, and it's just best to keep your kids home at least during this season until it's the next season. Every season is too rushing, and that's actually facts. I had a dream about that. I had a dream about someone rushing and being like, I got, like, the place is like an hour and a half away, and they're like, I can get there in 45 minutes. That's Aries energy. I can get there in 45 minutes. I drive hella fast. The traffic's clear. I'm gonna just take the freeway. I'm gonna get there in like 45 minutes, even though it's an hour and a half away. I'm not gonna leave early. I'm gonna be kind of lazy. My stepsister was like this. I'm gonna be kind of lazy. I'm gonna just, you know, and like still sleep to the last minute, you know, hit the alarm snooze button a million and one times, hurry up and throw everything on and just rush out and just be driving fucking crazy. So stuff like that, like car accidents, school buses, field trip buses, cheerleading camp, football, all that. If you can bring the kids to yourself and be like, all right, babe, I know you normally get on the fucking bus with all the football players this year. I'm gonna be fancy. I'm gonna bring you myself. We'll go right behind the goddamn bus. But it's just something about school buses or public transportation and the female drivers that is, you gotta use your intuition about this, because some people are going through karma, and it's not like you can look at a stranger and know that, oh, they're an Aries placement. You feel me? It's just anybody that is that nurturing, motherly energy in that moment. And that could be anything. The caregiver of that moment, the people, the caregivers, the nurses' aides, the CNAs, the nurses, the doctors, that's all nurturing vibes. Hospitals, pet caregiver persons, you know, the dog walkers, like anybody in that energy, just pay attention. It's like a lot of women snapping. But it's because, I don't know, of their own childhood traumas or something that happened to them in their past, or they just lost their kids, they lost custody of their kids, or I know there's an alarm system now. But like even my situation, I was a kid, I told you I was kidnapped. And back in those days, they didn't have that bell that shut down the whole hospital, somebody kidnaps a baby, but like a nurse knows the way around that. You feel me what I'm saying? A nurse knows how to do this and do that. A doctor knows how to do this and that. So just certain things going on where mother figures or nurturing figures or the ones of authority, their true characters coming out. What their personal heart space is like. Are they dark? Do they do shit out of emotion in a negative way? You know what I'm saying? They took advantage. Something about orphanages might be coming out, or like adoptions. You know what I'm saying? Like adoption agencies, foster moms, foster care, certain facilities like that do things like that being investigated. Certain women, a group of women, a string of women doing this and that. A string of mothers at the babysitter club type shit, like whatever. Shit like that. So I hope that makes sense. That's all I got for Cancer and Cancer placements. So that's Cancer in Mars, Cancer in the fifth house, or Cancer sun signs, or Cancer moon, or just any feminine caregiver position, even like, in the prison systems, COs, shit like that. They might snap. I don't know. It's just, it's like some TV shit. It's gonna come off like a movie or something like that. All right, we're gonna pause it here.